Good evening, may I help you?
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm currently with Opinion Research, a private research company, and we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. I would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, or media organization, or volunteer as a political campaign?
I did not really hear all the things that you asked about. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, sure. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work, or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You will definitely go to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely, not likely at all, or you're not registered to vote.
I am going to vote.
Okay. It will be definitely or very likely?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And with which party or political party are you registered?
I don't tell no one that. Only on the paper.
I understand. Well, are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
We are Jamaicans.
I understand. And... what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
I'm 80 years old.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going on the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Repeat that question again.
Yes. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
You know, I don't blame anybody for anything like that. We have two running persons, and they are human. So I don't criticize this one or criticize the other one. On election day, I know what I'm going to do.
Understand. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say crime and public safety, the economy and jobs, K-12 education, access and cost of health care, abortion, taxes, local growth and development, illegal immigration, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, or climate and environment? If you have to choose one, which would be the most important for you?
Build apartments so the people on the street can have somewhere to sleep at night.
Understand. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say you definitely
I don't say that. I don't tell anyone who I'm voting for. I'm from a country where they will fight and whatever, so I don't talk politics like that.
I understand, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
All you, certain questions I don't answer.
I understand. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I have no answer for that.
It's under the party you're polling for.
I understand. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Let's start with
I have never spoken to a politician in this country because I don't know them.
I understand. Well, your opinion is very important for us. Would you like to continue with the survey? Yes.
Well, I don't know them. I live in Tampa and I don't know who lives in Tampa, so I don't talk to any of them.
Oh, understand. Well, I really hope that you enjoy the rest of your day there, and thank you so much for your time, okay?
You're so welcome.
Take care, man.